Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Isn't it amazing how people react on all sides of the scandal? This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. In the press room following the NC State game this past season, I bumped into a UNC trustee who I was in J school with many years ago. He started in on the News and Observer, and how that's not the kind of journalism they taught us in Howell Hall, was it? And that Carolina wasn't doing anything that every other school in the country playing major college athletics was doing. I cut him off. Look, I said, as journalism majors, we should defend the media's right to investigate any story. And whether everyone does it is irrelevant. We screwed up and got caught, and now we have to own up and fix our mistakes. I didn't even wait for the trustee's response because it was sure to be the same old, same old. But it's somewhere between hilarious and sad how many people on both sides of the scandal react. I wrote a column and did a commentary this week on why I believe Mary Willingham and Jay Smith have gone way over the line with generalizations and very possibly inaccurate information about how many athletes can read and at what level, and how many were being steered into so-called paper classes. As I told the trustee, we made mistakes and need to fix them, which the new administration seems hard at work doing. But the comments I received from my column on Chapelboro range from who would hire Willingham and Smith after how vindictive they've been toward their employer, to someone needs to investigate Willingham's last job with a drug company, to the other side of the street, which to me is the most humorous. Those comments continue to indict every athlete who has ever put on a jockstrap at Carolina. Everyone cheated, everyone went to fake classes, and everyone was given a grade to stay eligible. And all of this has been going on for decades. One commenter even wondered how much Dean Smith knew, and whether he realized that of all the players he cared so deeply for, did he know that none of them were going to class? None of them? Really? You mean Dr. Rusty Clark, the Moorhead Scholar? Dr. Steve Hale, the noted pediatrician? Tyler Zeller, the top student athlete in the entire frickin' NCAA? Hubert Davis, who now sits on the Carolina bench? Sure, everyone is entitled to his or her opinion, but it also reminded me of what my father told me years ago. Opinions are like buttholes. Everybody has one. This is Archansky. See ya.